Orangutans. They're beautiful, playful, and majestic, and disappearing. Every day, as many as 20 orangutans vanish. They starve to death when their homes are destroyed, or are killed when they stray into villages in search of food. International Animal Rescue is fighting for the survival of the critically endangered orangutan. But we can't do it without you. Please visit internationalanimalrescue.org and help us save orangutans before it's too late. That's internationalanimalrescue.org.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Everyone has a community, a neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use, community members can be your eyes and ears when you're not with your kids and alert you to signs of potential problems. Learn more at talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
No two people learn the exact same way. So how did Babbel become the award-winning language learning app? We thought of you. All of you. Take Sierra. As a visual learner, she uses Babbel's wordplay videos.
Today I'll share a quick lesson on shopping in French.
Merci beaucoup. Keith is a be-in-the-room-with-real-people kind of learner, so he loves the live online classes with our language experts.
Okay, class. Vos está pronto.
Estamos prontos.
However you learn, Babbel makes it easy. Try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
This is an Animal Radio News Update.
I'm Stacey Cohen for Animal Radio. Well, when a disaster strikes, immediate measures are taken, usually to save human lives. But the loss of animals has a huge impact on livelihoods, especially in a place like Asia, where 70% of the population is dependent on farming. So New Delhi had a conference with the NDMA, that's the National Disaster Management Authority, and they were trying to help people in the farming areas, and they've released some national guidelines on biological disaster management, which also included a special chapter on animal disaster management. The idea of the conference was to integrate all stakeholders, sensitize them about the guidelines, and then increase connectivity at the grassroots level. They pursued a policy of holistic disaster management. NDMA co-hosted the conference along with the World Society for the Protection of Animals, which has been working with governments across the globe during disasters. An animal rescue worker received a rescue of her own when her dog alerted her to a cancerous growth that was in her breast. This is crazy. Miriam Cooper, she's 57. She knew something was up. Her six-year-old pug, Flo, kept repeatedly nudging her right breast. The Birmingham, UK woman performed a self-exam and realized that, you know what, I got a lump. So she got medical attention and she was declared cancer-free in December. She said that I thought she was just being annoying, but without her, I'd probably be dead. The lump was so deep, I wouldn't have ever found it without Flo the Wonder Pug. Doctors told Cooper she had a grade 3 malignant tumor, and at this stage, tumors are expected to grow pretty fast. But her tumor was discovered in time so they could remove it. Flo isn't the only dog to help sniff out disease. Cancer-sniffing dogs are a growing area of medical research. Scientists around the globe have studied dogs' ability to detect bladder cancer from urine samples and lung and ovarian cancers by sniffing a person's breath, to name a few examples. Flo can't understand what she's done for me, said Cooper, but she did treat her dog to a big, juicy steak after she returned home from the hospital. I'm Stacey Cohen. Get more animal breaking news at animalradio.com.
This has been an Animal Radio News Update. Get more at animalradio.com.
What's up, everybody? My name is George Lopez. I don't know how I became a crazy dog person, but I rescued Chihuahuas. Yeah, they rescued me from probably getting remarried. Come on. You know, these dogs are incredibly helpful to all of our lives, and I think that's what it's all about. I'm glad they can't talk, though, because I don't need to have anybody know how many times I come down in the middle of the night for something to eat.
Please, always adopt dogs. Never buy them. And always spay or neuter.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now with the free Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.
Well, you lucky dog, don't forget you can get your fix of Animal Radio anytime you want with the Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android. Download it now. It's made possible by Fear-Free Happy Homes, helping your pets live their happiest, healthiest, fullest lives at home, at the vet, and everywhere in between. Visit them at fearfreehappyhomes.com. And thanks, Fear Free, for underwriting Animal Radio.
We are just moments away from another stimulating episode of
Will this get Dr. Debbie excited?
Thank you. I'm glad. That's the title. We're going to stick with that?
Yes.
Oh, this is really cool. This is happening at LAX. Is that correct? Okay. We have Heidi Hubner on the phone. Hi, Heidi. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I am just so excited all of Twitter about what you guys are doing at LAX. You're taking dogs out to LAX. LAX, for those of you that don't know, is the Los Angeles International Airport. And you're having them, what, calm, stressed passengers?
We are. You know, traveling can be stressful sometimes. So we have our therapy dogs that will be behind screening to de-stress passengers. You know, somebody might be leaving and missing their dog. They can come, you know, up and get some love. Kids, adults, you name it, anybody who wants to pet a dog, we've got them there.
This is a great idea.
Awesome.
Who came up with this idea? Was it a happy hour idea that you guys all were sitting around after work drinking and saying, why don't we take the dogs out to LAX?
No, it's interesting. San Jose Airport has the same program they launched 10 years ago. And somebody caught wind in upper management about the program, and they said, Heidi, this is something we want to do. You know, you're our animal expert and animal lover. How can we do this? And I took the ball and ran with it.
Where did the dogs come from?
The dogs are with Therapy Dogs, Inc., which is a national nonprofit organization that has therapy dog programs all over the United States.
How's it working so far? Are the passengers enjoying this?
You guys, it's been such a success. I mean, when you see people start smiling and you feel the stress level lower immediately, and, you know, strangers start talking to each other, and just the comments that they make saying, man, you know, I had the worst traffic getting here, but this has made it all better, or maybe somebody's flight is delayed, and, you know, they just smile and say, thank you so much for this. This has just brightened up my whole day.
Oh, I love it. What do you think about this, Alan? Isn't this a great...
It's awesome. Did you have to get... Because, you know, when people are happy, that unhappy people try to stop that from happening. How did you get permission to do this? I mean, it's a wonderful idea.
Well, thank you. Our executive director, Gina Marie Lindsay, she's wonderful about embracing new programs and anything to make, you know, the passenger experience better at LAX. So when we presented this idea to her, and she said, you know what, make it happen. I think this is fantastic. And, you know, I'm hoping that more airports will want to do the same program and they can contact me. I will help them in any way that I can.
How can they contact you?
They can visit the website, which is www.lawa.org/VIP.
This is a fabulous idea, I think, and I don't want to be a Debbie Downer here, but what about, you know, have you had any kind of repercussions with folks with animal allergies? Is that something that's come up yet?
You know, that's a really good question, and we did have somebody, you know, say they had allergies, and the volunteers go through a training with me in case a situation like that would come up. And, you know, they acknowledge the passengers, they think, saying thank you so much for letting me know, and they move the dog away to an area away from them. And the same thing too, let's say somebody just isn't an animal lover, that's okay. You know, they let the volunteer know, and the volunteer, you know, have a great flight, have a good day, and they move on to the people who would like to see the dog.
These dogs wear uniforms, so you can identify them, right?
Right. They have a red vest that has the pup logo on it, as well as Pet Me, because we want passengers to know that, yes, these are, you know, our airport dogs, that you can go up and pet. They're not working dogs, you know, with like the canine unit or somebody's personal dog or a service dog. And then the volunteers also wear red vests as well.
Hey, if you ever want to have some fun, you know, just march one of those dogs into the cockpit of the plane with the passengers already loaded and tell the passengers it's a new program. This dog is going to be flying the plane.
Oh, that's funny.
Well, I just love what you're doing, and we'll put links to learn more over at the Animal Radio website. Heidi Ebner joining us and the new program at LAX to calm passengers with dogs. So if you're heading through LAX, catching your flight, you see one of these dogs in these uniforms, go on by and pet them. I'm going to put on a Pet Me shirt. I'd like to get...
That's funny. You guys, thank you so much for having me on. I really, really appreciate it.
Take care. Have a great day now.
That's the best idea I've ever heard on this show. That's stellar.
Next weekend, we have Emmy Lou Harris. Is that correct?
The one and only.
This will be her second time on Animal Radio, and she's having a concert called Woofstock. And she'll be joining us and telling us about that all next week right here on Animal Radio.
Vinny Penn coming at you. Your resident party animal on Animal Radio. Topic today, of course, is going to be animal communicators. Now, admittedly, I don't know much about this, nor do I even understand it. The dog whisperer, all of this whispering. I wish there was more whispering going on in my house, to tell you the truth. Although when I do hear whispering in my house, I do get very suspicious. And not that a surprise party is going to be thrown for me. These animal communicators, I don't necessarily understand how they study this, how they become an expert in this. I remember at one time on my old radio show, a female listener calling in and saying that she had a new boyfriend whom her cat seemed to attack every time in the middle of the night. My, of course, immediate suggestion was maybe he shouldn't be sleeping over so quickly. Come to think of it, she never called in the show again after that. Her belief was that the cat didn't like the boyfriend, and she wanted to find out why, and she brought in the animal communicator who said that the cat was feeling envious, it was infringing upon her turf, all of these things that really any schmo would have known right out of the gate. She, of course, had to pay a communicator to come in and help her figure that stuff out. I say, how do you know this guy wasn't one of those guys who thinks it's funny to douse beer on the cat every time you leave the room? Guys are stupid like that, especially when they're dating. They think that kind of stuff is hysterical. Furthermore, in the animal communicating thing, when they find a cat or a dog calling one particular place in the house like their place and staring blankly at a picture on the wall, and they have something akin to a seance where they're like, they're looking at that photo. They're in touch with that person. Maybe they've been reincarnated. No, maybe you have mice, bugs. In any event, I don't want to kill an entire line of work, but animal communicator to me doesn't seem all that different from that lady that you used to call on the phone. What was her name? The Jamaican woman who was like, "Hello, woman, you're going to find love in your life." Unless you're my sister, anyone is going to. I'm Vinny Penn, party animal, Animal Radio.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-434-5019. 800-434-5019. 800-434-5019. That's 800-434-5019.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere. From dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke, an asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
No two people learn the exact same way. So how did Babbel become the award-winning language learning app?
we thought of you, all of you. Take Sierra. As a visual learner, she uses Babbel's wordplay videos.
Today, I'll share a quick lesson on shopping in French.
Merci beaucoup. Keith is a be-in-the-room-with-real-people kind of learner, so he loves the live online classes with our language experts.
Okay, class. Vos está pronto.
Estamos prontos.
However you learn, Babbel makes it easy. Try Babbel for free at babbel.com, B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
Orangutans. They're beautiful, playful, and majestic, and disappearing. Every day, as many as 20 orangutans vanish. They starve to death when their homes are destroyed or are killed when they stray into villages in search of food. International Animal Rescue is fighting for the survival of the critically endangered orangutan. But we can't do it without you. Please visit internationalanimalrescue.org and help us save orangutans before it's too late. That's internationalanimalrescue.org.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Everyone has a community, a neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use, community members can be your eyes and ears when you're not with your kids and alert you to signs of potential problems. Learn more at talktheyhearyou.samhsa.org.
I would love to go on vacation, but I don't want to leave our Charlie behind.
I agree. I heard that the magazine Fido Friendly lists places where you can stay with your pet. They also offer reviews so you have an idea about pet policy to include any restrictions, fees, and what pet amenities to expect.
That's, dare I say, possum. What are we waiting for?
I'm way ahead of you. I just logged on to FidoFriendly.com and found a 4-star resort, Hilton Santa Fe Resort and Spa at Buffalo Thunder in New Mexico.
Charlie agrees. When do we leave?
As soon as you can pack your bags. It's off to adventure with Charlie, thanks to Fido Friendly Magazine. To find your next family adventure that includes your furry family friend, log on to FidoFriendly.com.